This is A Couple Cooks Small Bites, bite-sized food for thought. I'm Sonia Overheiser.
And I'm Alex Overheiser. We're the podcast that pairs small bites of food with short-form interviews to inspire you in less than 20 minutes.
You can go to our website, acouplecooks.com, for hundreds of recipes, healthy living inspiration, and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking. Today on the show, one woman combating Islamophobia using home-cooked meals. Hey, welcome to Small Bites. We know you're busy, so on this show, we cut out the small talk and get right to the point with the stories, ideas, and people behind what we eat.
Today, we're talking about one woman who decided that to make the nation a better place, she was going to just invite some people over for dinner.
Her name is Amanda Saab, and she is the founder of an organization called Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor. And we'll hear from Amanda later, but the whole concept of it is coming together over home-cooked meals, that eating food together can increase our sense of understanding, cooperation, and trust.
And what I really love about Amanda's story is that she's not a professional activist or organizer. She's somebody who said, I think the world can be a little bit better, and I'm going to start by inviting some people over for dinner.
And then it sounds like she just does it all because she has a TV show coming out and she just opened a bakery, a brick and mortar bakery outside of Detroit. And that is actually segue what our small bite will be today, some cookies from her bakery. It's called the Butter Bear Shop. And she sent us a box of cookies. This will be the first small bite ever made by a guest on our show.
So we received the variety box from the Butter Bear Shop. We have some birthday cake cookies, some chocolate chip and sea salt cookies. But I picked one with some more unexpected flavors for us to try. I didn't tell you what it is, so we'll see if you can guess.
Okay, only Alex knows the flavor of this cookie, so I will describe it. It is dark chocolate looking, large cookie, and then on top it has something lighter, like a light brown white color. Looks like some sort of a drizzle with some green specks in it. So I'm going to take a bite. That is really good. And there's a lot going on there. I'm not sure I can even pick out one of the flavors. Alex, can you help me out?
All right. So it's good, first of all, but there's this base layer of fudgy chocolate, a little bit of cardamom in there, I think, kind of adding a floral note. But then the real surprise is on top. That is halawa. It's a pistachio and sesame candy. It's sweet, but it's also a little bit complex. It's not just a bunch of sugar.
It's so good. Let me take another bite here. All right, I'm getting crumbs all over the place, but this is so good. And Alex, I see you're kind of stuffing your face over there.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep on chewing maybe throughout this whole interview, but go ahead and introduce our guest.
Sure. We are so excited to welcome Amanda Saab, the founder of Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor, an organization that combats Islamophobia in America by bringing Muslims and non-Muslims together over home-cooked meals. She's a food blogger at Amanda's Plate and also the chef behind the brick-and-mortar bakery Butter Bear Shop in Detroit. She's also star of a new television show in Asia called Chef in Hijab. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So you are founder of an organization called Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor. Can you tell us how you started this organization and then what does it look like today?
Yeah, so it was during the presidential elections, and while certain people were campaigning and they called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims coming into this country, my immediate reaction was tears. As an American Muslim, someone who was born and raised here and is just as American as everyone else, I felt super conflicted by this message and how a message like that could even get support from so many people. And, you know, after I kind of like wiped away my tears, I was like, I don't need to cry about this. I need to do something about it. And I had read a stat that, you know, a majority of Americans feel they've never met a Muslim. So I'm like, maybe I've contributed to that and maybe I need to do something about it. So I turned to Hussein and I said, hey, what do you think about like inviting strangers and like people over to get to know us as American Muslims and just like create the safe space where people can talk and ask questions and really get to know us? And he was like, okay, yep. So strangers, how are we going to do that? I was like, you know, we'll vet them. I'll screen their social media and make sure, you know, they're okay. This was 2 years ago now, and we've hosted over 23 dinners so far.
Wow. And Hussein is your husband.
Hussein is so my husband, yes.
Forced into this organization, whether he liked it or not.
I hope he likes it. No, he does. He lets me know.
So it's the two of you. Is anyone else participating in this from the organization side, or is it just the two of you hosting dinners?
Yeah, so we actually partnered with one of our friends, Michael Hebb. He's founder of Death Over Dinner. So similar concept, using kind of the power of the dinner table to talk about a difficult topic, which is death. So people talk about, like, you know, their wills and end of life plans, and just trying to get more comfortable around talking about death, and doing that over dinner really helps break the ice. So we partnered with Michael just to help, like, get some structure and organization. And he actually just came out with a book that's Death Over Dinner, which is really cool.
Wow. So tell us about what it's like. Like, take us back to one of the first times that you did this. What was it like? What was it like to bring strangers into your home and then talk about some really deep stuff?
Yeah. So the first dinner, like, we learned so many lessons. I think we had like 18 guests, which was like a crazy number of people to like be hosting in like our really small place in Seattle. And then like cooking for everyone, which was like really fun. But I was like, you know, channeling my grandma and like trying to make like 15 different dishes just in case, you know, someone was like gluten free or dairy free, and just like accommodating all of that. But I think we found that like the magic number is like between 10 to 12, because when it's like such a large group, people are more hesitant to share, and more kind of, it takes a longer time to kind of break the ice and for people to get comfortable with one another. But I mean, it was super nerve-wracking. I mean, they don't know what to expect. I don't really know what to expect. We didn't really have like a game plan. I was just like, I'm going to cook because that's what I'm good at, and people are going to show up and then we're going to talk.
Did you see a transformation in people as the night went along, like becoming more comfortable, kind of delving into the real meaty discussion?
Oh, definitely. I definitely think by like everyone's like eating like kind of like the meat course, and not that it's served in courses, but like, you know, after their salads and small bites and whatever, by the meat course, like people are definitely diving in, and all of our dinners have like lasted like 3 to 4 hours minimum. There was one dinner that went to like 2 a.m. So people definitely get comfortable towards the end of the night and are like really feeling it and can really dive deep into the discussion and have meaningful dialogue.
And do you feel that people's perceptions by the end of the meal have been changed about Muslims?
I think most people, if they're taking a step to, you know, come to the dinner and have the intention to learn and be available to learning and want, and you know, that's kind of like their goal going in, I don't even think it takes like the end of the night. I think just like showing up is like transformation. That's like incredible that someone would want to spend their evening like learning and getting to know someone who's different than them.
That's incredible. And so now today you've had 23 dinners, you said. Are you planning to keep going? Do you have plans to make it even bigger to kind of like help other people host these dinners, or will it still be you and your husband in your home?
Yeah, so definitely plans to continue. Hussein actually asked me last week, he's like, when are we having another dinner? I'm like, well, you know, we have this bakery and kind of consumes my time, but like once I can breathe, we're definitely going to be hosting some more dinners. And the plan is for other people to also host their own dinners. So I developed a toolkit. So kind of everything you need to know as a host to host your own dinner in your home and to kind of feel comfortable leading this dialogue and facilitating conversation over the dinner table and that sort of thing.
Wow, that's amazing. I would love to come to one of those dinners. So, you know, if you have an extra spot.
Always, always. We'd love to have you guys.
So you kind of have your hand in a little bit of everything. You mentioned your bakery. You're a food blogger. You were on MasterChef on TV. You have another TV project in the work. Can you tell us about this bakery that you have?
Yeah. So Butter Bear Shop came when I was on maternity leave and kind of thinking about what I wanted to be doing with my time. And as like a new mom, I had a lot of time at like weird hours of the day where I'd have like energy and I'd be awake. And I was like, well, I can bake. And people have always like wanted to buy my stuff. And a while ago, I think I was an undergrad in college, so like 12 years ago, people would buy cakes for me, mainly family and friends. So I've had some experience in baking and selling and kind of being commissioned for my work. So I thought, okay, I can do cookies. Hussein encouraged me to kind of do like a rapid startup, kind of like minimum viable product. So the MVP idea. So I was like, okay, I can do cookies. I have lots of different cookie recipes. And it was just before the holidays of last year. And so I just made a website and put it up. And that first night I had like 10 orders and I was like, oh my God, wow. I need to get baking. I didn't even plan for this. I didn't like get enough. I was like, I don't even know how I'm packaging this.
Oven.
Yes, exactly. So I kind of did it as like pop-ups online for a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I really want to do this full time and like offer a place where create a space where I can offer more products. So we found this previously existing bakery that was for sale. And I was like, it's, you know, aside from cosmetic things, it's pretty much turnkey for me. So I wouldn't have to do like the build out and everything. So it was literally perfect. And I just kind of felt it when I walked in. I was like, all right, this is Butter Bear Shop. This is where we're setting up shop. And that was in May. And then we officially opened in July. And we just had our grand opening last month, and it's been absolutely amazing.
Wow. It's all kind of fallen into place. It's really quick.
It is. Yeah.
And on MasterChef, I had seen that you're the first chef in hijab on MasterChef.
Yes, that is correct.
Have there been any?
There haven't, unfortunately. I'm so hoping that like someone totally awesome will come through and win that title.
So speaking of that, you have a new TV show with that name, Chef in Hijab, and it's going to be coming out soon. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I was so excited. I was approached by this production company in Singapore, and they were like, we have this idea for this halal food travel show. So finding, you know, halal food in unexpected places. And at first when I saw the email, I was like, is this real? Like,
I was just going to say, oh yeah, you know, just got contacted by a Singapore production company.
Right. It sounds kind of like a scam. So I was like, I don't know, let me like look them up. And they were legit and had a website and have done other shows. So I was like, okay, I'll get on the call with them. And before I knew it, I was off to Japan and searching for halal food and meeting such incredible people and just discovering like this incredible culture through halal food, which was so fun.
What a dream, man.
It really is.
So do you have anything else to tell our listeners maybe about Muslims and in America and what we can do to just welcome people with open arms?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to know that Muslims have been in America since its founding. So we've been here over 206 years. And, you know, Muslims have been such an integral part of America. And it hasn't been until recently that we've been put in this negative kind of spotlight due to whatever things that are happening here in America and abroad, unfortunately. But we're just like everyone else. You know, we have dreams and inspirations and are trying to live out our American dream and, you know, working hard and being able to provide for our family while being creative and sharing recipes and things that make us feel nostalgic. So truly, we're just like everyone else. And I think one thing everyone can do is just say hello. I mean, it's such a simple act, but I feel like we've lost it and people tend to like keep to themselves. But I think just a smile and hello makes people feel welcome and helps break the ice and hopefully can lead to other things too.
Well, your work is so, so inspiring, Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us today and best of luck with all of your projects.
Thank you so much for having me.
During this intense political season that's happening right now, I'm just really inspired by somebody like Amanda who says, I'm going to stand up. I'm just going to start making changes one dinner at a time. Try to make the world a better place.
And what better way to do it than over food?
Exactly.
You can follow along with Amanda and all that she has going on over on her website, amandasplate.com, or you can follow her on Instagram at amandasplate.
And if you're interested in that dinner toolkit, it'll be coming soon to muslimneighbor.com. and follow along with us at acouplecooks.com for hundreds of recipes and all of our inspiration.
Thanks for listening to Small Bites.